It's time. The moment you've all been waiting for. Avengers Endgame is just around the corner, so hopefully you're listening to this right before you go see the movie. We're going to recap, we're going to touch base, we're going to give you a primer before you get into the movie theater to enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime, well, maybe not once-in-a-lifetime, we might see this again, but this end of an era, end of a Marvel Cinematic Universe era into another one. We're going to talk about it. We're the Bennett Brothers Podcast. I'm Joel Bennett.
I'm Jerry. I'm Jerry. So wait, this is not the reviewing the movie.
No, this is not.
This works out best for me because I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither. So if we were going to review the movie.
If we were to review the movie, it'd be lots of speculation. So then when Batman comes in.
Batman?
It was incredible.
When Captain Marvel or Shazam comes in. What? Awesome. So we want to do a little quick podcast here where we're just going to. I'm going to rattle off some questions to Jerry. Jerry's going to answer those.
We didn't know. Joel, this is Joel. Yes. Joel's idea.
Well, this is exciting because we're going to see it on Thursday coming up here at 6 p.m. opening night. I am extremely hyped for this movie. Are you at that point yet or where are you at?
I'm excited for The Rise of Skywalker.
You more than this?
No. It's a weird contrast, man. It's like, this is 21 movies over the course of 10 or actually 11 years. I'm very excited. And Star Wars is the accumulation of 9 episodes or, 10, 11 episodes, however you want to say it, over the course of 40 years. So there is a weird parallel. There is a weird parallel. And so, but yes, I'm extremely excited for this movie. I'm the one who got the damn tickets.
Well, it's because
that was a nightmare.
I'm sure all of
Holy
you out there
cow.
Had to deal with the crash
hey, Joel,
of the website.
Should we get tickets? No. Sure, I'll go online. Joel, can you get on? No, I can't get on. Joel goes, hey, I'm going to get on Fandango. Fandango, wait an hour just to get on a phone? Get out of here. You can run.
We could have driven to the theater and done it, but we just didn't. So we're still seeing it in a good place. So I'm not worried about that. It'll be a lot of fun. So I'm going to just throw some questions at Jerry to kind of kickstart our brain into what we hope to think about Avengers Endgame, what we think might happen, what could happen, what has happened, all sorts of stuff. I just think this should be fun. Here we go. Let's go through it. Jerry, will Thanos die in this movie?
What is death?
That's a good point. Coulson's been brought back to life.
What is death? I think that this is the final movie with the character of Thanos for the foreseeable future. If the Marvel Universe continues to grow at a rate of 2 movies each year or whatever silliness is, you can always bring it back.
Spider-Man. You know,
exactly. It's like, will Ultron show up in this movie? Who knows? The character shows up in the books all the time, but is this the best storyline for it? Probably. So I would say that the character will die or disappear or go to a happy place, and that happy place is mingling with death. There you go.
There we go. I think he's going to die.
Okay. Number two.
This is probably a dumb question.
Number
will we find
two.
Out what happened on Xandar? Because we've been there through the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. We know it's destroyed to get the One Stone. Will we find out about that? Will we go there?
In Infinity War.
Will John C. Reilly make an appearance?
In Infinity War, the director said that there was no point for them to show Thanos destroying Xandar to get the Power Stone. He already has it because they figured we'd be seeing him using his power devastatingly through flashbacks and forward as it is. Having said that, the trailer for the movie shows a sequence of Thanos' ship over what looks like the planet of Xandar. So is this the movie that they actually show that through a time travel flashback? We do not know. It is also a question that this is not in the mystery box.
I agree. It's one of the weaker questions I have.
All right, here we go. Number three.
Will they appear in the movie, and will we find out their connection, if they have one, the Collector and the Grandmaster?
Who's the Grandmaster?
Grandmaster is Jeff Goldblum.
That's right. Yeah. For some reason, I was blanking. I knew Benicio del Toro. They are elders of the universe, but I believe that the movie universe has treated them as such joke characters that to bring them in a very grandiose storyline like we have here, where there are real stakes involved, to bring in these two goofy characters who we already saw one in the last movie, I don't believe that will be happening. The same way we won't be seeing Ego the Living Planet by Kurt Russell either. I don't think that there is a need to pull these characters in. So I would say no.
No.
Number four.
But it would be interesting at some point in the movie cinematic universe to get a connection between them. if they're brothers or if they're anything like that. Okay, here we go. Keep going with it. What do you think they'll tease at the end? Another a bigger villain? Is there another villain in this movie? A bigger villain?
Supposedly.
A Fantastic Four? An X-Men? A well, Eternals?
That's what you want. I mean, that's what
What do you want and what do you think?
What I want is I want like a portal opening up and the Fantastic Four jump out surrounded by Professor Xavier and all the X-Men going, we're here.
And Deadpool.
That's what I want. No, that's what I want. You know, that you know, will there be mutants involved?
Will you pass? Oh, my God.
And I go.
Jared turned to dust.
What happened? What happened to him? He's gone.
He died a happy man.
The runtime for the entire film is indeed 3 hours, 57 seconds. The credits start at the 2 hour, 48:56
mark. Oh, my God. What a stat. Where did you get that? IMDb?
I did.
Oh, no. My God.
So the crawl then comes after that fancy credits and mid-credit scene kicks off at 2:53. So the credits start at 2:46. And then the main credits start again at 2:53. So there is a mid-credit scene. And
how do you have this information? Who's seen the movie that knows the credit times?
It's online. All this information's been released online. Yeah, I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, so there's a mid-credit, and then there will probably be an end credit. But as the world, yeah, it's so weird because we deal with these movies like the last movie that came out, the end credit scene was a cat throwing up. But the movie before that, or two movies before, no, the last, no. Then the one before that was an ant playing a drum set, mm-hmm. which was useless. But the one before that was Nick Fury and Maria Hill disappearing. So that was incredible. So how do they do that? Do they do a mid-credit and an end credit? Are they both relevant? I would hope that they both are relevant.
Which ones are the best ones? I mean, I can't think of them all off the top of my head, but Tony Stark appearing.
You mean Sam? Nick Fury showing up at the very
Nick
end.
Nick Fury. No. That one's good, but Tony Stark appearing as well.
At the end of Iron Hulk. Hulk, yes.
That one's great. The Captain America at the end of Spider-Man is fantastic. Yeah.
But like the mid-credit scene in Captain Marvel was basically just a scene from this movie.
Yep.
Which is, you
versus
know.
Thor Ragnarok was the two of them, was Thor and Loki seeing Thanos' ship, which we did not get that in the movie. And that's not a, that was actually pretty cool.
So I would love to see the four Fantastic Four symbol and flame up in the sky somehow. That would be cool because that would be the kicking the launch off of what's next. Could they do something with the Eternals? I doubt it because I think they're just starting production on that. By the way, did you read? It's like, you know, we're just like a week or two away from Godzilla 2 opening up King of Monsters. They just completed filming of Godzilla versus King Kong. They've already finished filming the next film.
Wow. They get probably a ton of CGI though.
Well, yeah, but it opens up a year. It opens up in a year. So I just read that today, and I was like, holy moly! They finished filming the next.
All right,
one.
No, this is Avengers. We're sticking to Avengers. Know. Here we go. Will we see the reappearance of the Hulk?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a guarantee.
Will we see the Hulkbuster costume, and then it comes off, and the Hulk's underneath, and he bursts out of it?
That's good. That's pretty good.
I thought that would be exciting. I don't know. That's okay. We will see the Hulk, and I agree with you completely. Will Star-Lord get his redemption after being such a being the hated guy from the first movie?
What's the hated? What's the hated of him? Is there's so
we
many
know,
things.
It was emotional, but
that
it was,
one moment. But you can pin moments on the Vision. Like if the Vision had just agreed, and Captain America said, "Hey, why don't we just destroy this thing right now? We can save half the universe." But because one life meant more, which is wonderfully noble of Captain America, it's kind of Captain America's fault that this all happened.
Sure, but I'm
really.
But everyone would point to if anyone.
Who's everyone?
If people look at it and they go, "Are you kidding me, Star-Lord? What did you do? If you'd waited 5 seconds, they would have gotten it off his hand." All right. Well, I think he'll get some sort of redemption.
I do too. I think that what I had talked with earlier, and we were mentioning, is obviously this movie is going to be heavily focused on the six original Avengers, plus Rocket Raccoon and Nebula and War Machine and Ant-Man and whatever. It's like 9 or 10 or
and
12
what's
characters.
Her Michonne from Walking Dead.
Yes. Yeah.
What is her name? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
So,
doesn't matter.
But I do believe that this movie is not going to end with everybody goes shh and they all come back together. I believe that they're going to bring everybody together, but then they're still going to have a battle of some kind. Mm. Ideally, Thanos goes, "Oh yeah, well look at all these villains." You know, there's the Abomination.
And Jared disappearing again.
So all that would be happen. I mean,
Robert Downey Jr. did say that the last 8 minutes of Avengers Endgame are maybe the best 8 minutes in the entire history of the whole run of the films, in a way, because everyone's involved.
Exciting. Well, here we go. Speaking of everyone, I'm gonna go through a list of names. You tell me if you think
Bob,
if they're in
Jim.
It, if they're not in it, and then you can also preface.
And if they're in it to win it.
And then you can also preface that you hope that they're in it. They might not be in it. Like, definitely they're not going to be in it. All but right. That would be awesome if they were. All right, here we go.
Batman.
Odin.
Not in it.
Ancient One.
In it. No, we know that.
Tilda Swanson's in it?
Yeah.
I didn't know we knew that. Crossbones.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. We don't know that. It's one of those speculated.
Because her name's on IMDb.
Something along those lines. And I think that we're going to look at a time period,
sure,
kind of thing.
It's like Crossbones.
So, yes. Do I think Crossbones is in it? Yes, I do.
I'm pretty sure he's in it from what I've heard.
I try not to get into spoilers, and I don't believe these are spoilers.
Said he was in it, so.
It's so hard to say. We're guessing
based on
real aloof things that we either want or we thought
well,
about.
Well, that's what I want. When
things please
come
don't
up,
take this as spoilers, yes, people, because we really don't know.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know. So.
Here we go. Peggy Carter.
Yes.
And I hope she's in it.
Although,
time travel.
I swear to God,
if she goes back and then marries.
If you're going to have a question in there about who's going to make it at the end and everything, I would.
I might.
Okay.
I'm going to have that question, of course. Justin Hammer.
No.
I say no, but I would love to have him in it.
He would love to be in it.
Heimdall.
Heimdall. I don't know. I have... maybe.
Maybe in Heimdall.
There is talk of a Thor... Well, I shouldn't say there's talk.
They previously pitched
a Thor 4 because of the Taika Waititi, the director, saying he would love to do it, and Chris Heimdall saying, oh yeah, you know, and Heimdall is actually a lot younger than obviously Downey Jr. And even Chris Evans, so he's like, I don't mind keep eating chicken whites for a longer time.
Especially
Chris Evans,
Dark Tower fan.
Chris Evans is like, Dark Tower.
Chris Heimdall, the guy who played Heimdall.
No, I'm sorry, I was talking about Chris Hemsworth.
Oh yeah,
Thor.
He's loving it.
Well, no, you're talking about Heimdall.
Heimdall's
he's got a Fast and Furious movie coming out this summer.
He does. Well, he's the bad guy in the Star Trek as well, but he hasn't broken off in his own franchise. Dark Tower was supposed to be that. Well, he'll play James Bond at some point, right?
No. Next!
Yondu.
No.
Abomination.
I wish he'd look like the comics, but...
Okay.
Well, again,
they can bring all the
didn't know Red Skull was in the last one. So that
Red
was
Skull.
That was the one where, yeah.
You think he's gonna be in it?
I think if any, I hope.
Oh, I hope so too. It's just great. Agent 13.
No, because of Peggy Carter being there.
Everett Ross.
No.
Sif.
No.
Jane.
No. Definitely not.
Eric Selvig.
No.
He's been in a couple.
Yeah, but he wasn't in Thor 3.
That's
so
true. Happy Hogan.
Yes. Yes. He was actually film scenes for Avengers Infinity War and that deleted scenes online, and they cut him from the movie. You know, they filmed scenes for Loki for Avengers Age of Ultron, and they cut it, and I've never seen those deleted scenes. Like, there's, you know, they got him in another film.
Loki. Will we see him? That's it. I mean, you don't know. I mean, you want to see him, right?
Yeah.
Or do you want to keep him dead? Well, I'd like to keep him alive.
There is a TV series coming, but it could be all taking place in the past because Loki is thousands of years old. I think yes.
Corrigan Meek.
No.
I'm going to say no, but I would love it. I would love it if they were in this movie.
Joel has a real affinity
for those. I don't know what it is. It's great. The Wasp?
Yes.
Hank Pym?
Yes, maybe.
And Michelle Pfeiffer. I think they're going to both.
You know what? This is your one chance to have all of the original Avengers from the comics in a movie together. This is the one with. I mean, I know we have Ant-Man and the Wasp now, but I'm saying Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne, because they are two of the original Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's enough Marvel fanboys who make these movies who would go like, "Hey, we gotta have a scene where the original five are all together."
Agent Coulson. Phil Coulson. And this goes off, so does Phil Coulson have to appear in it so the original Avengers know he's alive?
Here's the trick of that, is because we know the TV series is coming up, and how do you do that? How do you do that with the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series? I know they don't acknowledge the TV series much, but they kind of do. And so,
if anyone, they acknowledge S.H.I.E.L.D. more than anything.
How do you do? I mean, he could show up in a flashback sequence, time travel, all that other stuff.
There's something about the idea of the Avengers finding out he's alive, because that was a huge part of the first.
I hear what you're saying, but it's like, you know,
if Tony Stark and Captain America, they all found out he was alive.
But it's really only those two.
That's true.
That matter, and even then, Cap doesn't really know him.
Yeah, it's Howard.
Tony.
Howard Stark. Well, I didn't put him on the list. Well, Howard Stark being this. Okay.
Which one?
Quake.
No.
Any of the Defenders?
No. Yes, I'd love it. No,
yes,
not in it.
Yes, you would. I would too. I think that's actually all
the. If you had to choose between cast members from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or any of the Netflix characters, you have to choose.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. Interesting.
That's a tough one, though. That's my first gut instinct because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. feels so much more connected. But if they threw in, like, I'm telling you, if Daredevil was in this, I think I would go more nuts if, like, Daredevil was in it versus Phil Coulson.
Okay, but unfortunately, it's like, well, you're going to be disappointed, but they do give a nod. Old Lace from The Runaways and just Dagger from Cloak & Dagger are in this. Fantastic.
I would love the
entire cast of Inhumans.
That was on my list. I forgot to mention that.
And
will the Inhumans make
an appearance? And one of the guys from Jarvis from Peggy Carter's show.
Well, the Mandarin.
No.
Ben Kingsley. Not Ben Kingsley. The actual Mandarin. Will he make an appearance?
I would say no. As in never.
Okay. I don't have any other people to mention because I think that was a lot of them. And there's a lot of people. That'd be great to get most of those in there. I truthfully feel that there
will be people in this movie that we will be like, oh my God.
Because
the Red Skull thing happened, there will be at least one, if not more than one, of we going like, oh my God, either introducing somebody, although that's hard to do in a movie where you're already trying to give quality screen time to 2,400 characters. So you decide, do we introduce anybody new or do we just go, hey, look, there's that character again.
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
Quicksilver.
Yes, I do. That would be one that I would really think there's an opportunity. I can see them as the community.
Especially since they own the rights now to
that. They want to give a little redemption to that character because, you know, the character was killed off.
Well, we know Hawkeye. His name is Kid. The middle name is Petra, I believe. It's on a shirt that the kid's wearing in the trailer. Right. Wow, I know. So awesome. Okay, the question Jerry doesn't want to answer. Which characters will not make it to the end?
The Ancient One. we're talking about the main ones. It's all speculation at this point comes from contracts coming up, and who doesn't want to continue going with
and
it?
And who haven't we seen a movie for? Like Black Panther's gonna make it. Spider-Man is gonna make it.
Yes, exactly.
Happy Hogan makes it.
Honestly, I believe the only ones we have to worry about it comes because I really don't even think Chris Hemsworth as Thor we have to be concerned with. No. I don't. Cause I think he's enthusiastic for it. He's young enough that he wants to do it, and you know the Ghostbusters franchise didn't kick off. He's hoping for Men in Black 3. And I think he's willing to keep going. I think the two we have to worry about are Downey Jr. as Tony Stark and obviously Chris Evans as Captain America, which I would be devastated to lose either of them. But
Pepper Potts, too, I'd say this could be the end. I know you don't care, but it is one of those ones that, like, she probably ain't going to come back. Like, the fact that we got her as much as
do you think that Iron Man will have a happy ending? And that happy ending means that, hey, I'm not going to be Iron Man anymore, but I'm in the universe and I'm raising family and stuff. So that all of a sudden, you know, 5 years from now, he can show up because he's an advisor. He does that role. Does that happen? That's a possibility. Because, again, you're starting to age a character, which is really interesting. Do you go that route? Does this movie kill off War Machine?
War Machine? No. Vision?
No, I don't think so. I think with the fact that the WandaVision, terrible name, TV series is coming out.
Is that what it's called? That's not what it's called.
It's called WandaVision, as opposed to The Vision and Scarlet Witch, which is what they should call it. They call it WandaVision. By the way, I finally realized that in one sequence in Avengers, they actually reference Hawkeye as Hawkeye. Like, where's Hawkeye? I was like, oh my God, I never noticed that they actually say it. Because, like, the Hawk, and then they never call him Hawkeye. It's always Clint. It's like, They actually said his name one time. I'm like, oh my God, they said Hawkeye.
Well, will Captain America go back in time because we have time? He'll end up with Peggy Carter or something.
And then come back and as a 90-year-old man.
And then we'll see Jarvis from Agent Carter again, and we'll see the couple of guys that were in Agent Carter. No.
Does Cap get a happy ending? First off, you do not kill off these characters because the universe, they're gonna wanna continue with these things. So they're gonna wanna take characters off the board. And you kill characters in the comics, and there's always a way to bring them back. How do you do it? Do you do Walking Dead style, where Rick gets sent off somewhere? You know, do you do it that way? Or do you just, you know, like, what happened to Captain Marvel? She's out in space. So I don't know. I would hope.
The space sound?
Here's space. I don't know why that's the sound for everything. Look out, here comes the train. It doesn't make any sense. No, the fact of the matter is Chris Evans is the hardest one. The guy's like 37 years old right now. He doesn't want to keep eating egg whites and chicken. Jacked. He wants and Captain America has to look jacked. Robert Downey Jr. just doesn't have to get fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, how's that Iron Man suit fitting? You know, it's like he's like he can yep. look whatever. Yep. So Chris Evans is like, I gotta really do some hard work on
think,
this. And Captain America is my guy. Captain America is the hero that
Bruce
I
Banner,
want.
Do you think Mark Ruffalo? Still going to be around for a while? Or I think Hulk's going to be
That's an easy job. I don't know why you'd want to give that up. And also, they can bring back Edward Norton.
What if they did? That'd be great.
Like, hey, everybody.
Yeah, that's why War Machine. I think Don Cheadle's also like, hey, I'll keep doing this. This is a great gig. Because the only people we've ever heard like have problems, it was always Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. We've never heard anyone else. And Samuel Jackson to a degree, but he's always like, sure, I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, he just did a movie, and he's going to be in the next one.
Yeah, so
he's in three films this year alone. I mean, that's nothing new for Sam Jackson. He does six films a year.
Mace Windu is okay. See that meme where Spider-Man,
Star Wars. Glass come out this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
No, Glass came out last year.
Did it? Mm-hmm. I thought it came out like January sure this year. The guy's already done like five films this year. He's got a lot of films. He's the hardest working man in Hollywood.
He's also doing commercials for some credit card company.
What's in your wallet?
So yeah, okay. I think that's. Oh yeah, no, I got a couple more. I lied.
Sorry.
There we go.
I thought it was over.
No, it's not over. What is your favorite Marvel Cinematic movie? If you had to choose one to watch right now, what are you putting on?
That's tough. I usually my go-to one is Captain America: Winter Soldier, just as a film. Followed very closely by Captain America Civil War. I love these films, you know. I mean, and the newer ones that step in, like Thor Ragnarok, shot to the top in the list. The Guardians films, you know, both 1 and 2 are great. So it's in that category. It's Captain America 2 or Captain America 3, depending on, you know, the mood. I think 2 is a better movie, but 3's got so many just, oh my good golly moments with the whole the whole characters that just like takes it over the next level. Infinity War is wonderful, but Infinity War is weird because it leaves with the darkness at the end.
It's not a complete movie.
That you're just like,
it is a complete movie, but
you know,
it is.
It's just it's the ending you didn't want. It's like here, mm-hmm. the movie does come to an end. The good guys lose. That's the completion of the movie. So, you know, yeah, that's tough because that should really rise. You know, it was,
so
it was
Captain
phenomenal
America,
watching
Civil War
it. And ironically is the ones we're talking about are all done by the Russo brothers.
Well,
volumes.
I mean, for me though, because Thor Ragnarok's like shot up my list. But if I had to put on one, I'm putting on the original Avengers. It is everything. If Endgame could give me the same feeling that the original Avengers gave me, then it's gonna be the best movie ever. Because the original Avengers, I've watched it numerous times. It's still a
why not
great movie.
Age of Ultron? I think Age of Ultron's a great
Age of Ultron's
film.
Good.
The What's wrong with Avengers, Age of Ultron? Is it the fact that Tony and Banner created it, and so therefore you're like, you idiots, is that the problem with that film, do you think?
It didn't bring anything new. It didn't bring anything new to the table. It was like Avengers 2, so it was just a sequel with the same characters for the most part. I mean, obviously we have some other characters that were in there, but that's what it felt like, versus like Captain America Civil War,
which is
you're bringing
Avengers 2.5.
You're bringing in Spider-Man, you're bringing in Ant-Man, you're starting to bring in more Avengers.
You're bringing Age of Ultron brought in
Quicksilver
and Scarlet Witch. That's
And Vision.
That's three big Avengers.
It was, but don't Vision and Scarlet Witch seem like such second? They feel on the level of Hawkeye.
Think about how Vision looked so incredible and how accurate. I do.
I'm not saying he didn't look incredible, but You can bring in the Vision or you can bring in Spider-Man. What are you going to bring in, you know? Mm-hmm. You could bring in Scarlet Witch or Ant-Man. I mean, those are probably on the same level, actually. Yeah. But Ant-Man has his own movie, so that you get a little bit more love for Ant-Man. Anyways, so that is that is our Avengers pregame, our Avengers warm-up. You're going to see the movie right now. Hopefully this gets you excited about it. We're excited about it. We're going to talk about it afterwards. We're going to get probably right after, not right after, probably the next day we're going to record. That's Friday, probably.
Maybe.
We're going to talk about it. By the weekend. And we're going to spoil the heck out of it when we do, because it's exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah. If you've got questions that we, you or you anything you want to bring up before that one, now is the time that we will add any comments or questions brought to it in the podcast of your thoughts, hopes, dreams, speculation. Love to hear from you. At where?
Bennett Brothers Podcast
at gmail.com. Or the Facebook page.
Or the Facebook. Facebook.com/Bennett Brothers Podcast, or hit us up on Twitter @BennettBrosPod.
Love to hear from you guys.
Would love to.
Avengers Assemble.
I'm Jerry. I'm Joel. We'll talk to you next time.